Nolte, TV exec Chris Ulbricht suspended over 31-year-old disputed allegation. By John Nolte on October 12, 2022. Chris Ulbricht has been placed on administrative leave from his position as president of Legendary Television after new details from his days at HBO have emerged, reports the far-left Deadline. Sounds pretty terrible, right? Except. The book covers how Ulbricht allegedly choked former HBO executive Sasha Emerson in the summer of 1991, months after they ended their consensual affair while they were both married. A spokesman for Ulbricht denied the incident took place. A police report was not filed. Ulbricht denied the choking allegation then. He still does. HBO paid Emerson off with a reported $400,000. But Ulbricht has still been suspended, being placed on leave as a suspension, over a disputed event that occurred over 30 years ago. Does anyone doubt he's about to lose his job and career? This is nuts. Even if the allegation is true, it was 31 freaking years ago. Ulbricht could have been convicted of killing someone 31 years ago and be out of jail today. No one is in any way justifying anyone choking anyone. That's not my point. My point is that a man's life, career, reputation, name, and professional legacy have just been destroyed over something that happened when the first George Bush fought the first war with Iraq. If Ulbricht did it, it was a despicable act. No question. But this is not how America is supposed to work. It is not a small deal. This supposedly happened 31 years ago, was litigated within HBO at the time, and settled to the satisfaction of the alleged victim. That should be the end of it. In a sane world, that would be the end of it. But in this fascist culture of ours, it's never the end of it. Even as the left empties our prisons and releases countless hardened and violent criminals into our cities, this same left is reaching back a generation to punish men over supposed misdeeds that were settled 31 years ago. What's more, 16 years later, Ulbricht was fired by HBO after being arrested for allegedly assaulting his girlfriend in the parking lot of a Las Vegas casino. In the years since, there have been no reports of the 70-year-old engaging in inappropriate behavior. Listen, I have no love for Chris Ulbricht. He's a typical Hollywood leftist. But his obnoxious politics do not make it okay to persecute a man over something that may or may not have happened 31 years. And even if it did, it was handled and resolved at the time. What is the hashtag MeToo statute of limitations? How many years of good behavior before the hashtag MeToo fascists let something go? There has to be forgiveness. There have to be second chances. There has to be a point where people, even people guilty of terrible behavior, are allowed the opportunity to change and move on without having the sins of their past constantly used against them. There is no excuse for a man laying his hands on a woman in anger. There is also no excuse for the kangaroo court of public opinion to engage in a feeding frenzy to destroy people for fun.